A statement has just been issued by the Government Press Office that a joint operation between the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, the Department of Justice, An Garda Síochána, Dublin City Council, Waterways Ireland and the HSE is underway at the Grand Canal in Dublin. The purpose of the operation is to ensure the safe movement of people seeking international protection from the tents on the Grand Canal to International Protection Accommodation Service IPAS designated accommodation. The IPAS designated accommodation has toilets and showers, health services, indoor areas where food is provided, facilities to charge phones and personal devices, access to transport to and from Dublin City Centre, and 24-hour on-site security. That's the statement just in. Shortly before we came on air, the news broke that an operation to move those tents that migrants were living in pitched along the Grand Canal in Dublin. That began. It's still going on. And our reporter, Ethna Dodd, is there. Ethna, tell us where you are and what's been happening since you got there.
I'm on the bridge at Grand Canal that is just going into Mount Street, and I'm looking out at least 60 tents, probably more, but this is actually the only part of the bridge I'm only allowed to stand here. I was at other parts, but I was told by Gardaí that I had to move here under Section 21 of the Public Orders Act. So I'm looking out now, people in high-vis jackets, a strong Garda presence both inside and outside barriers on both sides of the canal banks, where they're going along, they're giving people pieces of paper. I've been told those pieces of paper are telling people that they must leave this area. What I haven't been told is when they are leaving, where they are leaving. I can see about five private buses, but those buses, as of yet, don't have any people on them.
So what are you seeing in terms of the number of people there and their contacts with the people in the tents?
I'm seeing, in terms of high-vis people, I'm at least 30 people in high-vis. That's not including the Garda presence. What they're doing is they're going around in pairs. They're with clipboards. They're either taking people's details or they're handing them out those papers, which, as I say, I've been told are permissions, are orders to leave.
And a number of agencies are involved, as we heard in the official statement. What advice are we aware of, or what briefing has been given to those workers? How are their interactions with the people in the tents going?
It seems to be relatively polite. What I have been told, I asked what was their orders. I was told that they didn't know what they could tell me, so they didn't want to tell me anything. I did overhear them say that, like, you know, they had to consider safety first. If somebody came violent, like, step away, don't try to engage them, and try to be calm, get them their details, ask them if they have any medical issues that need to be addressed immediately or that they need to be aware of. And I can see people going around talking to the asylum seekers in pairs, and someone is on a clipboard taking their details.
And are there any signs of people being distressed or upset or unwilling to move? Or have any of the people in the tents been able to talk to the media? As you say, you've been moved behind barriers.
I was not allowed to speak to any of the asylum seekers. I did try, and a Garda told me that I wasn't allowed. I can see that the asylum seekers are talking amongst themselves. As they were roused from their tents earlier today, you could see that they were kind of gathering in groups. They were kind of, you know, clearly looking around. Is this happening to everyone? Oh, it is. I now see people. They're rolling up their sleeping bags. They're packing their bags. They're tying up their shoelaces. It looks like they're all going to move.
And as you say, we don't know where they're being moved to, but the official statement is saying that they're being moved to places where there will be toilets and showers and health services, food, facilities to charge phones and personal devices and access to transport in and out of Dublin City Centre. But they don't know whether they're staying in the city or whether they're moving further out or indeed to another county, do they?
No, they don't know that.
All right, Ethna, you've been sending us back pictures, which we will be tweeting out during the programme as available. It looks like a peaceful, relatively peaceful scene there.
Yes, I would say that it is. I think people, they look a bit bewildered, but nobody looks aggressive. Nobody looks too frightened either.
Okay. You'll be staying there and we'll be bringing you updates throughout the programme of the latest developments. But as we say, shortly before seven this morning, an operation to move the people who are living in tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin began, and that is ongoing.